It was surprisingly cozy inside. A small mattress, lumpy-looking but not uninviting, was nestled in a corner. A rug, woven of colorful dried fronds of some sort of plant, covered and insulated the floor. There were two tables, and one wall was filled with shelves. The floor, tables, and shelves were pleasantly cluttered with knick-knacks so familiar that Luke felt an unexpected tug on his heart. Repair parts for an astromech, spare parts for a blaster, data pads. Mixed in with these were colorful stones and carved wooden statuettes of various vaguely recognizable images. A small bantha, an astromech, and one he suspected was intended to be Tadar Ro. It had obviously been a hobby rather than a true artistic calling for Georges Cardass, whom Luke suspected of having many empty hours to while away.
Jedi may stay here if they wish.
Thank you. We would like to visit here and perhaps stay here during the day. At night, though, we will return to our ship. Your atmosphere, while tolerable, is not ideal for us.
So Georges Cardass told us as well. Such is acceptable.
He indicated the mattress.
Sit. We will speak of why you have come, and what it is you expect to find here.
Luke and Ben sat on the mattress. As Luke had expected, it was fairly comfortable, if a little awkward to settle into. You know why we have come, Luke said. He'd been scrupulously polite, enduring all the face-licking and mystery, but now it was time for him to learn something from Tadar Ro, rather than the other way around. I sense that not everyone here is as welcoming as you, Tadar Ro. Can you tell me why? The being considered, then gave the forced nod.
It is best that you know. You are less likely to give offense.
Ben made a soft snorting noise, but thankfully, Luke thought, did not speak. Tadar Ro continued.
You have said you studied what Georges Cardass brought back of our people. Then you will know that for long and long, the Angti have believed that certain things are a certain way. We deeply respect the Force, but do not use it. Not the way others do. To us, it is a thing to be respected and experienced. It is not a tool, a weapon for us to use to make the universe what we wish it. We believe we are being guided. Events are not predetermined, but they flow gently to a certain place in a certain manner.
He was sitting back on his haunches, his tail tucked under him like a built-in chair. As he spoke, he moved his short forearms in a surprisingly graceful manner, the claws seeming to trace patterns in the air, and his eyes were half closed. Luke felt him even more strongly in the Force, and again wondered at these strange beings' relationship with it. Tadar Ro opened his eyes and his hands stilled, then lowered again to his chest.
So we have believed for long and long, but over the last few years, a prophet arose and spoke many things.
Do you believe in him? Luke asked. Do you think he prophesies truly?
It is such a strange concept to prophesy,
Tadar Ro replied, his voice, unnaturally created as it was, nonetheless conveying his confusion.
To think that events are so firm, like stone, rather than like wind and water and thought. And yet, he has seen things, and they have come to pass.
Coincidence or misinterpretation, Ben said at once. People hear what they want to hear. Keep it vague enough, and a prophecy or prediction will fit pretty much anything.
The young one speaks wisdom, and yet these are very specific. It could be, as you say, coincidence, or it could be foreknowledge. The future is not unknown to my people.
No, it wouldn't be. Not to Flowwalkers, Luke thought.